BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. Senior US officials say President Trump will recognise Jerusalem as the capital of Israel later on Wednesday. He'll also direct the State Department to start the process of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Arab states have warned that the decision could provoke violence in the Muslim world. Peter Bowes reports.
Donald Trump is venturing into uncharted territory. The president will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, making the US the first country to do so since the foundation of the state in 1948. According to the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, Mr. Trump's thinking on the issue is pretty solid. He's already indicated that he intends to move the American embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv and has informed regional leaders of his plans. The reaction has been heated. The Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, has warned of dangerous consequences for the peace, security and stability of the region and of the world. Jordan's King Abdullah said the decision would undermine efforts to resume the peace process and provoke Muslims.
Russia has reacted furiously to a decision by the International Olympic Committee to ban it from next February's Winter Olympics in South Korea. A damning report by the IOC said there had been an unprecedented systematic manipulation of the anti-doping system. From Moscow, here's Steve Rosenberg.
The deputy speaker of Russia's parliament said it was a humiliation and an insult to Russia. In a defiant post in social media, the spokeswoman for the Russian Foreign Ministry said Russia would survive this, like it survived World War, the collapse of the Soviet Union and Western sanctions. Although the Russian team has been banned from competing in South Korea, Russian athletes who can prove they are clean will be permitted to participate under the Olympic flag. But will the Kremlin allow them to? Vladimir Putin has in the past described such a scenario as a humiliation for his country.
Steve Rosenberg reporting.